VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Commanders of U.S.-backed forces in Syria said Sunday they are engaged in intense fighting as they battle for the last shred of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria. Earlier Sunday, a Syrian Democratic Force military official told Reuters news agency they expected the fighting near the Iraqi border would be a, quote, decisive battle. About 15,000 American forces, U.S.-backed forces, that is, in Syria, launched their final assault on the small IS enclave in northeastern Syria late Friday, supported by U.S. and coalition warplanes and artillery. By Saturday morning, despite heavy fighting, officials were confident the battle would not last much longer. 3 days after a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the U.S. and South Korea have announced that the two countries will end their annual large-scale joint military exercises as part of diplomatic efforts to achieve complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton on Sunday called Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un a success despite the lack of an agreement.
The president kept saying, take what he called the big deal, denuclearization, make the decision, give up the nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, give up the ballistic missiles.
Bolton on Fox News saying the president was ready to walk away from the talks if North Korea was not going to commit to a verifiable dismantling of its nuclear and missile sites. The two countries have offered contradictory accounts of why last week's summit in Vietnam broke down, although both pointed to American sanctions as a sticking point. This is VOA News. The longtime president of Algeria, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, said Sunday that he would not serve a full term if elected again in April, as protests against his intention to run for another fifth term continued. His campaign manager said the president would call for new elections within a year if he won a fifth term. In televised remarks after he submitted the 82-year-old president's papers to confirm his bid for April's elections. Venezuelan opposition Juan Guaido has called on the people of his country to take to the streets to coincide with his planned return. He was in Ecuador on Saturday as part of a tour of Latin American countries designed to increase pressure on disputed President Nicolas Maduro to resign. Guaido is recognized by the United States and 50 other countries as Venezuela's interim leader. Afghanistan has given $1 million to the main UN program for Palestinian refugees. AP correspondent Zariah Shankly reports.
Afghanistan's ambassador to Turkey presented the donation to the commissioner of the UN Relief and Works Agency in an Istanbul ceremony. Turkey's foreign minister, who hosted the meeting, congratulated Afghanistan for the donation. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said that despite the hardships suffered by the Afghan people, their country has shown the most beautiful example of international brotherhood with this noble act. Last August, the Trump administration announced it was cutting U.S. funding for the agency. I'm Zeria Shakili.
A new crew capsule has arrived at the International Space Station. It's commercially built and operated by the American company SpaceX. The crew spacecraft docked at the International Space Station. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We can confirm hard capture is complete.
And with that, SpaceX's Dragon capsule became the first American-made designed for crew spacecraft to pull up to the International Space Station in 8 years.
Handoff point.
Dragon docked autonomously.
Copy.
Instead of relying on the station's robot arm for help.
Right, you are good to proceed.
2 hours later, the hatch swung open and the astronauts, wearing oxygen masks and hoods, floated inside to take air samples.
We recommend that you set up the detectors.
If the six-day demo continues to go well, SpaceX could launch two astronauts this summer. Dragon will remain at the space station until Friday when it undocks and aims for a splashdown in the Atlantic. I'm Ben Thomas.
Top Democratic lawmakers on Sunday promised that they would step up their investigations of President Trump and his reported connections to Russia during the 2016 presidential election. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.